sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
It's your morning team show on WSGW.
The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost.
I hope
lost.
Everyone's singing along.
The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert island.
With Gilligan.
With Gilligan.
And the skipper?
The skipper too.
The millionaire.
The millionaire.
And his wife.
And his wife.
The movie star.
The movie star. The professor.
Oh. And Marianne.
Good. I didn't know that was the version that gave proper credit to the professor and Marianne,
yeah,
not just
always,
and the rest.
And the rest, yeah, I always hated that.
What's up with that?
Especially since Marianne was my favorite.
Yeah, and the professor was one that had all the smarts.
I know, yeah.
All right, Lewis, were you singing along to the Gilligan's Island theme?
I was, yes.
All right, excellent. Here, by the way, again, let me establish Charlie and Dave and Pat and Art and you on WSGW Radio, though we're playing a TV theme as we're on air and we're online. Broadcasting out of our radio show that is sponsored, by the way, by Sound of Sleep Lab. Don't want to forget that. The location is in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, Mount Pleasant. You have a sleep disorder. Well, you can get it taken care of by the two board-certified sleep professionals and the two nurse practitioners. Visit online, soundofsleeplab.com. So why do I play the Gilligan's Island theme song on the morning team show?
I was wondering about
why.
That.
I thought you just wanted to play some old TV songs.
I could, but there's always a reason. Okay. You know, we just don't do things.
Why? Because Art builds better boats?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
His boats don't sink like the Gilligan's Island. Well, they didn't sink, it wrecked.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Gilligan's Island theme song is actually the latest in what is apparently a number of disputes going on in a wealthy Los Angeles neighborhood. A story in the Los Angeles Times. We're talking millionaires who are neighbors, who are a little unhappy with the way that they conduct themselves as neighbors. It's this bond king, Bill Gross, and his partner, a former tennis player, by the way, Amy Schwartz, it says, and tech entrepreneur Mark Tofik and his wife. So it's Gross and Schwartz and then Tofik, who live next door to each other. Well, the latest dispute going on, which this is a dispute that have been going on that involves numerous phone calls and such with police coming out. The police have just had to come out. Allegations made that Gross and his partner Schwartz have been annoying, according to Tofik and his wife, annoying and causing infliction of emotional distress and harassment by playing the Gilligan's Island theme song on a loop.
Oh, okay, no. Now that would
at
be
all hours.
Okay, that would be torturous. Yeah. That would be bad.
Well, I have the answer. I have the answer.
What's the answer?
The offended couple should make their own loop of "Have gun, will travel" was the card of a man.
No, I would go with something like "I Dream of Jeannie."
But you need some of the lyrics, don't you?
I don't know.
Or the Love Boat. There you go. The all Love right. Boat. All that right. would
I
be.
Like, that's yeah. true. It's apropos. Yes, it's a good way to counter. Water-based show.
Apparently, right. it's a long line of a bitter quarrel that these neighbors have had. It's described as in some of the most well-to-do neighborhoods in Southern California, the most expensive neighborhoods, when sometimes the coveted addresses come with deep-pocketed adversaries. There is apparently a structure, a sculpture that was put up by Gross and his partner, Schwartz, that Tofik and wife said disrupted their views. They wanted it taken down. Gross and Schwartz said no. That led one thing to another, and eventually, so the Gilligan's Island. But again, but other things are going on. In fact, according to a Superior Court lawsuit filed by Tofik and his wife against Gross and Schwartz, here's how it reads. Defendant William Gross is a 76-year-old billionaire used to getting his way no matter what. As proven by their behavior here, again, the behavior of Blair and the Gilligan, Gross and his decades younger girlfriend, defendant Amy Schwartz, are bullies.
Decades younger, I see.
Schwartz, Tofik was That's the lawsuit he filed. What he didn't know was actually that Gross and Schwartz had actually filed a lawsuit of their own ahead of that.
Oh.
Claiming in their lawsuit, which states, defendant Tofik appears to have a particular fascination not only with Mr. Gross, but also Ms. Schwartz, particularly when the pair are swimming and thus wearing minimal, if any, clothing. Calling them peeping Toms and invading their privacy.
These well, maybe they, instead of a statue, should have put up a privacy fence.
These are millionaires and billionaires. Are you kidding me? This is what it's devolved into?
Yeah, well, they can afford the lawyers. I mean, you know.
And there's more on this. It's too long. I'll put a link up to the story if you really want to find out how just bizarre this all is. But near the end, it does say there's actually more to come on this. Because apparently there's going to be a hearing on the requests. One of them made a request of a temporary restraining order. They want it changed into a lengthier civil harassment order. Oh, okay. That's set for November 2nd.
It'll be a jury trial, and they're going to play a loop of Gilligan's Island for a while to show them how annoying it is.
could that be done, like, if you're in the court? This is Exhibit A?
Well, you would have to have some of it, yeah.
And everyone in the court would know what they do? They start singing along. That's what they do. I thought it was really, because I saw the headline about Gilligan's Island theme song causing problems between millionaires. I'm like, what?
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, WSGW, in all of its knowledge, presents news you can use.
Exactly right, because you want to know how the other half is living.
You want to know.
This is why a lot of people don't want to live like the other half live.
How about lifestyles of the rich and famous, caviar dreams and
champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Yes.
I'm Robin Leach, and I'm shouting for I don't know why.
Robin Leach,
that's the way
Leach.
I speak. Hey, think about it. I mean, going back to the Gilligan's, there was a millionaire in Gilligan's Island. I mean, he was a little annoying, but he never caused disruptions like that.
Well, he was annoying, yeah.
You know, but hey, when they needed cash, they knew who to go to.
Well, and they played
on an island. They didn't really help him there, but yeah.
They played they the darn best theme over and over again. I mean,
they always had the best wardrobe, though.
They did.
And this is how.
Which, of course, always begged the question, what were you packing for just a 3-hour tour?
And, of course, the reason that Pat liked Marianne was she had the least wardrobe.
She was Midwestern art. That's why I liked her.
Down home, wholesome girl. She could make coconut cream pies, man.
That's right.
You wanted somebody who could cook on that island. You didn't want to starve.
Gilligan and the skipper weren't going to cook. Right.
Exactly right. Well, the skipper could have lost a few pounds anyway. But
name of the boat, gentlemen. What was the name of the boat?
I got it.
All right.
Anyone else?
Think
little fish.
Yeah.
Real tiny.
Yeah.
Bait fish.
We have to give him like 3 seconds.
The minnow.
Yeah! The minnow! And why was it called the minnow? Do you guys know why it was called the minnow? Because Sherwood Schwartz, the famous producer, hated Newton Minow, the former FCC chairman, so much because he called television. What did he call television?
A vast wasteland.
So that is why he named the boat that shipwrecked the Minow.
Which, of course, for us in radio, we love
that's
Newton
right.
Minow.
For
see, he did it because he hated him. We would have done it for an honor. Ladies and gentlemen, where else?
I know. Are you going to get this kind of
October
information?
October 27th, 2020, would you ever have heard such a discussion, an in-depth analysis of Gilligan's Island and its theme song and show? All based on a couple of billionaires who are using it in a lawsuit against each other.
And also, you were able to hear both Charlie and Art do impersonations of the great Robin Leach. It's all in 5 minutes. What else do you guys want? Are you not entertained?
I'm done for the day now. I can go home.